Okay. Can you please tell us our age, I mean your age and name?
Daryl Pace. 80.
88. I'm Mary Ann Pace, 84.
Okay. Where did you grow up? Did you live in like a farm area or a city?
Right here, Bailey. Outside of Bailey.
Farm. Outside of Bailey. I lived on 264 Highway.
Okay. Did you have a small or large family? Did you live with any extended family members like your grandmother or your grandfather?
Yeah, I had a grandfather, father and grandmother too.
Did they live with you?
No.
Who lived in like your house?
Well, he had grandfather and grandmother in the area where mm-hmm. he was raised and his aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
So where I was raised was on the outside of the farm. But my dad died when I was only 9 years old, so I only had my mother. And I had some aunts and uncles, but I did not have any grandparents living.
Did you live with, did you have any siblings?
No.
No siblings. Do you remember being sick or a family member being sick, and how did you take care of the illnesses?
I have a little problem hearing, so repeat that, please.
Do you remember being sick or having a family member being sick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to tell what you know about being around anybody sick or anything like that?
Yeah, my daddy had TB about years ago, and he went to the VA hospital in Durham. And I have an uncle who had TB, and his brother had TB. But I've never been sick, not really, except when I went to the Army. I had my...
Okay, as for myself, I had malaria, which is most unusual for in this area. But anyhow, that's what I had was malaria, and I was real sick off and on, depending on when I'd have one of those malaria spells. Then I'd be real sick, and then I was given quinine. And at that time, World War II was going on, and the military needed the quinine. So the doctor I had out of Wilson, I admired him because he found quinine enough to give to me. He put me on what he called a two-year treatment. And it was 2 months out of those 2 years, one was September, I don't remember the other month, that I would take quinine. And I don't know if you've ever heard anything about quinine or not, but the old saying is, when you take enough of it, it sounds like a train coming through your head. It makes your head roar so bad. And I would do that after I'd take it for a while. Then it just feel like a train coming through my head. It was a roar coming through my head. So I was always glad to get through taking it. Mm-hmm. So that was my experience.
And another thing, you can't give blood now because of that malaria.
Yeah, I don't give blood because of malaria. It could be activated in somebody else. So they tell me.
Did you do anything at home to calm down the symptoms of malaria?
No, all I did was go to this doctor because at that time there was nothing available for us to take for malaria. Malaria was something you didn't hear of around here. So I don't know where or how I contacted. Of course, it comes through mosquitoes. So, but I don't know of anybody else around here. There may have been somebody. And if there is anybody, they were in service and contacted it overseas somewhere or something like that. But as far as just a regular person like myself, it was most unusual.
The healthcare provider, the doctor that you went to, was he a professional?
Yeah,
professional.
Dr. Bell in Wilson.
Okay.
The doctor I went to when I was young was Dr. here in Bailey.
Dr. Freeman.
Was he a professional?
Dr. Freeman, yes, sir.
You probably hear that name again today, Dr. Freeman.
he's my doctor.
Did you have any vaccines that you took when you were younger or that you received?
You have any vaccines?
Run that by me again now.
Did you receive any vaccines when you had anything?
Back when we came along, the only thing that they started, we didn't get shots. The only shot I remember getting that I hated was a typhoid shot. And I'd be so sick. And I swore after I got grown I would never have another one, and I haven't. But as far as the measles and mumps and all that stuff, I don't recall any available vaccines at that time. Now, when my children came along, they all got vaccinated with all these diseases. But back when I came along, I didn't recall hearing any vaccine for it.
There used to come somebody through here giving polio vaccines.
Yeah, back then I worked with a little girl, which I don't know whether you ever will hear anything about her, but Kathy Stock. There used to be the, wasn't it in here, Daryl, the, what was it?
The Iron Lung?
Yeah, the Iron Lung. Mm-hmm. She lived in that Iron Lung for years. Yeah. I was working with her. We were born in Tobacco the day she came down sick. Yeah. And when we found out she had polio, all of us were so scared. But nobody else came down with it but her. And she lived in that Iron Lung her whole life. It was a sad life, really. But then they started with that, was it sugar? Was it in a sugar form?
Sugar pill, yeah.
Yeah, that's when our children were little. And my son is now 64, and my daughter's 59 years old. So back when they were little, then they came up with this, like I said, it was little cubes.
Little cubes of sugar.
And you stick it in your mouth. And we would have that. So it was a series of it. And you had so many you had to take. So that was the biggest thing back then. The biggest discovery was being able to control that.
Did it have like a little red dot in the middle of it?
I don't remember whether it did or not.
We was interviewing another lady, and she described the sugar cube for the polio.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was like a little red dot in the middle.
I don't remember. I just remember it was a little cube of sugar-like form. And it was a series. Excuse me, a series. You took one, and it was so many weeks or months or something like that, and you had to go back and get all. It's been so long ago, I don't remember exactly all the details about it now.
Okay. So what medical advancement or technology discovery has the greatest impact on you today? Like any new advancements that do you...
Man, we didn't have television. We didn't have anything back in those days. We had a radio.
Like as far as a medical...
Medical advancement. You're talking about medicines?
Yes, any like new advancements today.
Well, back then, Paragard was one of the main things everybody had in the house, had Paragard.
And X-Lax.
And X-Lax and let's see, castor oil.
Castor
oil. I don't remember. And back when we had, if I had a real bad cold, chest cold, my mom would make up I don't know what was in it, but we called it a mustard plaster.
Put it on your chest, yeah.
Yeah, and it was in a cloth, and then she would mix all this stuff together and put it on your chest, and it would burn like crazy, because you just knew that it was going to burn that coal right out of you.
Burn the coal out.
So that
felt
was...
Felt like it.
Yeah. But, and then when you had a real bad cough, they would mix liquor and sugar together. And that's what you would take for coughs. So, can you think of anything else?
I don't want any liquor around my house. That'd be drunk, y'all.
Don't say that. My dad died in World War II, so my dad was from Arkansas, so my mom was from here, so that's why we settled here. And that's why I was raised here. Other than that, I wouldn't have been raised here if he hadn't passed away. So.
And she's the only girl and the first girl I ever dated.
That's awesome.
Is there any other thing you want to add?
The biggest medical advancement, I guess, to me would be the polio, because it was so bad.
Yeah, so bad.
They came up with that treatment, it was one of the best things that I remember having at that time.
Kathy and Jimmy Jones and who else?
There was one other person, I can't remember who it was now, that had polio around here. Kathy was the worst one. She stayed at Rex Hospital for years and years in that Iron Lung. You'll probably hear more people talk about that today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Are we through?
Yes.
I enjoyed this.